Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this episode, we will define and examine behavioral economics and learn about the basics of applying behavioral economics to marketing concepts. To start at the beginning, we will look at traditional economics. So what is traditional economics? Traditional economics is defined as a social science and branch of knowledge concerned chiefly with the description and analysis of the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services, as well as with the transfer of wealth. Another standard definition of economics is the study of how people allocate their limited resources to satisfy their nearly unlimited wants. Economists study the applications of the five basic foundations of economics. That's incentives, trade-offs, opportunity cost, marginal thinking, and the principle that trade creates value. In short, economists study how decisions are made on a micro and a macro level, from individuals and companies or organizations to societies, governments, and world leaders. However, traditional economic studies proceed as if every person were homo economicus, or a rationally self-interested decision maker. A decision maker that is acutely aware of all of the opportunities and options in the environment and their expected payoff. A decision maker that strives to maximize the benefits received from each course of action while minimizing the costs. So where does traditional economics fall short? Have you ever purchased an item just to find it at a cheaper price down the street? Or have you purchased a gallon of milk at the corner store even though it costs twice as much than at the grocery store? What about savings? Is there an item that you would like to purchase, such as a car, a house, or a vacation package, that you would need to save up for, but instead of saving for that item, you continue to spend money on other items, such as fancy dinners or expensive clothes? The truth is that humans are not always rational, self-interested decision makers. We don't always maximize benefits and minimize costs. We make decisions under uncertainty, with insufficient knowledge, feedback, and a bounded rationality. We sometimes lack self-control. Our preferences change, often based on how the decision and the options are presented. Humans are irrational. That is where behavioral economics sets in. So what is behavioral economics? Behavioral economics incorporates the study of psychology into the analysis of the decision-making behind an economic outcome to capture a wider range of human motivations than the rational agent model alone affords. For example, through behavioral economics, we can study and analyze the factors that lead up to a consumer buying one product instead of another. So how can marketing professionals leverage behavioral economics in marketing applications? Behavioral economics provides a framework to understand when and how people make decisions. Marketers can tap into behavioral economics to create environments that nudge people towards their products and services, or use it to conduct better market research and analyze their marketing mix. Here are just a few examples of how marketing professionals can leverage behavioral economic concepts in their marketing. They could use confirmation bias in their customer retention programs, or leverage the anchoring effect in negotiations, and they could also use the framing effect in their targeted messaging. There are many examples and applications for behavioral economics concepts in marketing. In this podcast series, we will consider several ways for marketing professionals to incorporate behavioral economics in their marketing. Wrapping it up. Understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into buyer behavior and help to shape your marketing mix. Marketers can tap into behavioral economics to create environments that nudge people towards their products and services, to conduct better market research, and analyze their marketing mix. Stay tuned for more episodes on incorporating behavioral economics in marketing. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall.